And we're being joined right now by Braintree Mayor Charles Kokoros, who will discuss the ongoing COVID situation in his community. Mr. Mayor, good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good afternoon to you as well. Just to give you an update, we are at a total of 4,588 cases, but the point to note here is the last 3 days, I haven't gotten today's numbers, but we've had zero cases for 3 days in a row, which is really a great sign, and hopefully a sign of the future. And, you know, looking at the CDC mask requirements and the changes they're making, you know, hopefully statewide we'll have the same and be able to have a little more freedom there. And we do have coming up, we had a bunch of events last week, tremendous events. We had rabies clinic and a number of other things, our cleanup day. We beautified Braintree and had a plant sale out front. And we had a blood drive as well for in memory of Lucas Flint. So this week we have the library is doing a book drive from 10 a.m. to noon Saturday in the library parking lot. And I will say that we are actively planning a Memorial Day live event to recognize our fallen heroes, as well as our parade that we have and fireworks for the 4th of July that we hold prior to the 4th of July. We hold it on June 26th. So those are all in the works, and we're moving full speed ahead.
Now, there's all, speaking of moving ahead, there's also going to be a local rapid recovery plan meeting coming up very soon.
That's correct, and that is a grant through the state that we received, and we're working specifically right now on South Braintree Square, and we've sent out surveys to the merchants, and we're going to be having some meetings as to how we can help them market the recovery and market their businesses, and it's definitely a positive step for us here in Braintree.
Now, there have been some budget cuts, particularly, though, in the school department.
Yes, we've had some budget cuts, and, you know, essentially the school budget itself, there were a number of positions that, because of student enrollment and the shifting of the bubble of students into the high school, has created a number of positions that do not need to be filled as of this budget year coming up. So there are some cuts that we've made. There's a total of approximately 12 positions that will be laid off, that six of which we would like to restore. We have reading specialists at the elementary level. We had two. We are now funding one in each school, and we have had kind of a shift of the fifth grade out of the majority of elementary school. So, you know, getting down to the bare bones numbers, as far as the numbers are concerned, there are six positions that we would not lay off if we had the funding. So that's really the net. There's been a number of retirements, and we haven't backfilled positions that we don't need because of enrollment decline. So, you know, the net is six positions that we'd like to restore and six positions that are no longer needed. So a total of 12 right now that are in the cuts.
But overall, though, it does sound like the town is reopening more and more now.
Yes, and I think that, you know, we've been taking a very conservative approach because we're using, you know, this federal money, and it's one-time money, and we've utilized the schools have utilized the majority of even the Rescue Act money. So, you know, we are working with the county commissioners to, you know, really find out how, you know, we'll be able to get that $7.1 million, and also with the governor's office to see what type of assistance they can give us through the Rescue Act as well.
All righty. Well, unfortunately, we are going to have to leave it right there. But thank you so much for speaking with us, Mr. Mayor. We do appreciate it.
Thank you for your time.